I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Where are we going today?
The Hearth and Hound.
In Hollywood.
In Hollywood.
A long-anticipated restaurant that, for current events reasons, has become problematic.
I think problematic is too strong of a word, but people are thinking about going there. It should, because April Blumfeld is the chef. She's had brilliant restaurants on the East Coast, Spotted Pig being first among them. And it should be the biggest opening of the year. Instead, people were sort of not talking about it for a bit.
And that is because of the revelations of alleged sexual harassment against her partner, Ken Friedman.
Right. And there is a sort of mental calculus you make before you go there, which is it more important to support an important woman's culinary voice in a marketplace that needs more of them? Or is it more important to punish somebody that we've heard horrible things about?
Well, you know me, I'm going to come down on the side of supporting a woman chef who's incredibly talented and needs to get her voice out there. For someone who's never been to New York and never eaten April's food before, how would you describe it?
Her restaurant at the Breslin is very sort of animal-oriented. It's a lot of meat. The Spotted Pig is sort of like a perfected pub. It's ground zero for the gastropub movement that we've all been experiencing for the last, you know, decade and a half. And hamburgers. I mean, everybody goes nuts about her hamburgers.
Is there a hamburger on the menu at the Hearth and Hound?
There most assuredly is not.
That choice in and of itself is really interesting.
It's not like there isn't meat there. They have a coarse, lovely steak tartare with soaked kamut flavored with harissa, which is sort of a cross between a steak tartare and maybe a raw kibbeh. There's soft, sweet roasted squash buried under bitter greens that are cooked down with a little bit of the North African spice mixture, barat. I think at some stage in the development of this restaurant, it was supposed to be, you know, pan-Middle Eastern or pan-Israeli, as so many people are doing now. And there's still traces of that throughout.
How many times did you eat there before doing the review?
4, I think.
What were some of the absolute highlights?
My very favorite dish there is not something you'd expect. It was a wedge of lightly pickled cabbage that had been steamed and sort of slumped onto a puddle of pureed oysters.
What an odd combination.
The brininess of the oysters comes through, and it plays with the pickled quality and sort of the natural funk of the cabbage.
What about the wines and beers?
I have to admit that I spent most of the time drinking wine, which is from a list a little bit different from anybody else's in town. It concentrates on natural wines, but they tend to have some things that other people don't. Mike D from the Beastie Boys is one of the sommeliers or a consultant, and there's a page called Digging in the Crates that has a bunch of things from his cellar. So if I was going to spend, you know, $300 for a Dovisa Chablis, which I'm not, there's some good stuff. I'm looking forward to returning over the years.
That's Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. We've been talking about the Hearth and Hound in Hollywood. Text the words good food to 69866 for Jonathan's weekly restaurant recommendations.